Shlomo Carlbach was delivering a noontime lecture to Jewish members of Manhattan's Diamond Dealers Club when a truculent man suddenly interrupted and challenged him belligerently. Shlomo, we love your music, and your Hasidic tales are really sweet, but there's one thing about you that bothers some of us and which we just can't understand. Why are you always busy with the lowlives and the meshugayim, the crazies? Shlomo stroked his beard reflectively and, looking around the room, said, "You know, I'm sure that all of you here today are among the greatest specialists and top authorities in the world when it comes to jewelry. Is that true?" Members of the audience bobbed their head in quick agreement. And Shlomo continued, "Many of you are also probably big experts in diamonds, right?" "Oh yeah, we're big experts." "So tell me," Shlomo asked them, "did you ever accidentally throw out a $1 million diamond in the garbage can?" Everyone in the room burst out laughing. "Are you crazy? A $1 million diamond in the rough? In a second we would know what we're holding in our hands. We're experts." Shlomo paused for a moment, surveyed the men thoughtfully, and said to them in a quiet voice, "You know, my sweetest friends, I'll let you in on a secret. I'm also an expert on diamonds. I walk the streets of the world every day, and all I see are the most precious diamonds walking past me. Some of them you may have to pick up from the gutter and clean a little bit. Polish a little. But once you do, my friends, oh, how they shine. Mamish like the purest, bluest, most perfect gems you'll ever uncover during your own distinguished careers. So, my sweetest friends, please try to remember this, because it's mamish the most important thing you have to know in life. Everyone is a diamond in the rough. Give up." And that was how Rav Shlomo looked at life. So I want to share one more story for today about how Rav Shlomo viewed everyone as a diamond in the rough and never forgot about anyone. This is probably my favorite, if not one of my favorites, probably my favorite story from Rav Shlomo Carlbach.